Moncrief on News Talk.
In yesterday's Irish Times, the writer Patrick Frayne made a bold claim that he is, in fact, not an effete metrosexual working for the paper of record, but a culchi. Not only that, he went on to explain culchi culture, opening the possibility for country and Irish music to build a new fan base in Terenure. Patrick, good afternoon to you.
Thank you for that introduction. That's a good summation of what happened.
Now, you wrote it, though, because the Two Johnnies TV show was starting a new series. I think the Two Johnnies are fascinating because I think they've actually contributed to the urban-rural split rather than explained it.
Oh, I know. Part of the reason I wanted to write this piece. So it's a TV column that I do every week.
Yes.
I think some people might think it was like some sort of Fintan O'Toole-style think piece about the state of the nation. I make a lot of broad claims. I think I say that all civil servants are culchis. I don't think that's possibly not true.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason I wanted to write it is I found some of my Dublin-based friends' responses to the Two Johnnies kind of hilarious. It's like they're trying to understand some sort of, whenever they see it, they're like, why is this on television? Mm. I think there's some sort of hilarious urban-rural divide that my wife says that I'm like Schrodinger's culchi, you know, that I'm a culchi when it suits me. When I want to take the piss out of culchis or Dubliners, I can adopt the culchi persona. And then other times I am an effete Dublin 4 metrosexual. I don't live in Dublin 4, by the way.
No, obviously not. And the Irish Times is in Dublin 4. Is it on the... Yes, it is on the south side, just about. Yeah.
So I thought I'd go through... So in the column yesterday, I just went through some what I would consider very culchy television. Yeah. I said, made some broad claims.
And there is actually unfair... Because RT is often accused of being kind of very Dublin-centric. But actually, RT produces a lot of culchy television.
It's
specifically aimed at that.
It
just sounded like when the Two Johnnies started on 2FM, there was half the country had never heard of them before and were appalled by this.
Yeah.
And the initial, from that cohort in the country, my sense anyway, was that the initial hostility then had to be tempered by, hundreds of thousands of people like them and they sell out, you know, they sell out three arena in 10 minutes.
It's like when Garth Brooks sold at Croke Park like five nights in a row and everyone was going, nobody likes Garth Brooks. Like the Dublin media, of which I am guilty of being part, were just so shocked by it. Like I find some, like I Marty Morrissey was on my list because that man is a saint.
Yeah.
And when I once spent a day with him around Semple Stadium to write a piece for the Irish Times. And it was the first time I realised he is like worshipped as a god in some parts of this country.
Mm.
Like I'd say his face is engraved in a passage tomb somewhere, like some sort of, there's something. And then you go, all right, that is really like he's tapped. There's something there where they really tap into something. And then when I also mentioned, obviously, the Late Late Show country special.
Yeah.
And 10 years ago when they discovered that, they like that's the second
is
view.
That only gone on for 10 years?
10 years.
Oh gosh, so that, I thought it was longer.
They realized with shock and surprise and happiness that it was the second biggest viewed late show apart from the Toy Show.
Mm.
Because Dubliners didn't realize, like if you get like 10 miles outside of Dublin, all you can get on your radio is country and Irish. Like news, you don't you are accompanied by pedal steel when you get a few miles out of Dublin.
That's when we podcast parts the program, you put that in the background.
You had like mention of a townland that you love. But that's like, there's stuff like that that are specifically different. Like part of the reason I wrote it, and I love writing about the culture phenomena, is because it's one of those really low stakes things where both cultures and Jackeens think they're brilliant and think that the other side are a crowd of Egypt. So there's this pretty even-handed kind of phenomena. And RT like is like half of Dublin is populated by cultures and the descendants of cultures.
Yeah. But they lose it fairly quickly. Now,
they
they can put, I'll play that card as well myself when it suits me. But most of the time, you know.
No, they lose it. Dubliners lose it really quickly. Whereas if your family moved to a small town in the Midlands 50 years ago, you're still considered a blow-in.
Yeah.
In Dublin, like people become like Dubliners within like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're shaking off the GAA jerseys, although GAA is kind of creeping in.
As well as Garth Brooks, says a listener, there was also that country music guy who sold out in the Phoenix Park during the summer. I didn't even know his name. I still don't know his name.
Neither do
I'm guessing that's one of our, it's one of our urban listeners.
Maybe one of your rural listeners who's listening to this accompanied by slide guitar.
But the degree of ignorance about things that people outside Dublin or outside Cork or outside Galway City, for that matter, are kind of into and are passionate about is actually at times quite astounding.
No, it is. Like, I have a friend, we went to Cork once back in the day when I was in bands, and I was born. So this is where it gets controversial too. Like, what is a culture? You know, there's Dubliners basically think anyone outside the city limits is a culture. You know, around the country, people differ. They go, like, if you live in Cork City, you're not a culture. If you're too close to Dublin, like, I grew up, I was born in Cork, lived there for 7 years, grew up in Newbridge, and for some people, like, whenever I talk to my Cork cousins, they go, remember when you moved up to Dublin?
Yeah.
I'm like, so for some people, Newbridge is Dublin. But when I came to the ignorance, like you said, when we went to Cork to play gigs, one of my friends went, they have buses in Cork. Like, he thought Cork was like one road or something, right? So it's like, there's a kind of, so there's a two-way thing. Like, the cultures actually are a bit smarter in this because they know all about Dublin because they come up here and they infiltrate the civil service.
Yeah.
And they kind of, there's a culture industrial complex there between the civil service and the GAA trying to countrify Dublin. Whereas a lot of Dublin people are genuinely in the dark about everything. Yeah.
Then again, there's a culture thing where they think Dublin is nothing but a crime-filled hellhole.
Okay.
You'll have to get a Garda escort back to the Irish Times.
Around Croke Park is like a little kind of embassy. So you're right up to Dublin. Like, Dublin is just that bit. And then outside, it's dragons and crime-filled hellhole.
Zach Bryan was the name of that guy who sold out in the Phoenix Park. I grew up in Lucan. I played underage football for Dublin, but the rest of the team refused to acknowledge I was eligible to be a Dub. Just call me a Culchie the whole time. That's in Lucan.
I know. I'm not surprised. Like, then the other contrary thing is, like, I said in the piece as well that the Midlands is the only true Culchie place because as soon...
Ooh, that is controversial.
Yeah, that's pretty controversial. But, like, I knew it was going to be controversial. That's why I'm here
in there
to bring the controversy in.
Yeah.
I think as soon as somewhere gets like a Bord Fáilte handle, like the Wild Atlantic Way or the Majestic, whatever they call it, Ireland's Ancient East or something, can artisan cheesemakers move in? And then suddenly, is that Culchie anymore? So like the Midlands is like the true home of the Culchie still, although they're trying to brand that
Ireland's
too.
Ireland's flat and boring. I don't know what you'd call it.
I don't know. Come look at our petrol station.
Yes, and there's some very fine ones.
They do.
Patrick, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was the Irish Times writer and controversialist, Patrick Frayne there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.